want answers?
I want the truth!
Then you want Dave Hodges!
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
You want answers? Well, we had a lot of them in the first hour. And I hope all of us can stay as optimistic as Floyd Brown. I want to thank him again for being an important part of the show. And folks, I can tell you, doing the research on Floyd, you cannot find a more mainstream economist, or should I say formerly mainstream. And he's telling it just like it is. There is an intentional plan being put forth to bring down this country. And how many people now that are converting from let's run the company line to telling you how it is? And let's hope that they start making their way into all venues of media. But you can always count on RBN and this show, The Common Sense Show, to bring you the truth. In fact, let me take just a moment here and talk to you about our pledge drive and then also make another plea to you. First of all, let me remind you that we have a pledge drive. And anybody would like to donate can call 1-800-724-2719. It's important to keep this great network on the air because we can bring you guests like Floyd Brown that'll tell you exactly what's happening, why it's happening, and to who it's happening. And then secondly, I'd like to ask you, as we try to move into an aggressive phase, we're trying to expand this network and expand our influence so we can bring more Americans the truth, wake up more of the country, give them the education they're not getting in the public schools. We need to expand the reach of this show and our entire network. So I would ask all of you to start calling your local radio program managers and ask them to carry shows like this. Ask them to carry the great shows on RBN because, folks, we don't have a lot of time. And you heard Floyd saying, you know, I'm going to be optimistic up to the election. And there was that unspoken but after the election if we don't get our way. And with the Diebold voting machines, I don't remain really optimistic on this point. Anyway, again, let me make the plea. Help keep us on the air, 1-800-724-2719, or you can go online after hours and donate to www.republicbroadcasting.org, which is also where you can catch us on the Internet if you're not near your favorite radio station that carries this wonderful network. Well, anyway, we're going to shift gears, kind of, but not entirely. And normally we have our intrepid news reporter, Annie DeRiso, from our Under the Radar News. She usually comes on first. But because of Floyd's schedule, Annie graciously agreed to appear in the second hour of the show. So let's go to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome your favorite reporter and mine, Annie DeRiso, to the show. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Oh, hi, Dave. I'm good, doing great. You know, it's really good to listen to Floyd Brown. I mean, he's an economist who talks about conspiracy theories being real. And not too many of these guys will stick their neck out like he does.
If it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck. You heard Brian Sussman when we had him on for the full 2 hours a few weeks back. Mainstream journalist risking his career. I guarantee you he's risking his career to come on to shows like this and tell you cap and trade is an intentional plan to carry out the Agenda 21 mission of the United Nations to bring down the middle class of this country and basically make us into feudal slaves.
Yes.
And he's the number one talk show host in the Bay Area. In fact, actually in all of California. He's been a fill-in guy on CBS Morning News. Floyd Brown is one of the top economists in this country. He's a prolific author. He worked in two presidential administrations, including one of my favorite presidents, Ronald Reagan. You know, folks, I don't know how clear it can be from people like this that we're in a great deal of trouble. And it's not just enough that you great, intelligent people out there who regularly follow this show, that you understand it, you get it, you got to make everyone else around you get it too. You've got to take a moment when those moments appear, when your friends and your neighbors give you that teachable moment, you've got to jump in. Seize the moment and tell them, folks, this is what's happening. And it takes years for people's eyes to be opened fully to what's happening. Open the world up from their perspective. Anyway, we're up against the break. When we come back, Annie's going to bless us with all the news that you don't hear about in the mainstream media. Stay tuned, everybody. Back on the other side.
On my face and hands.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Where have all the good leaders gone? They're sure not in Washington. As you know, Glenn Beck is referring to them as Crime Inc. Let's just call them what they are, the mafia. I talked to a lady today, and she was telling me about a time she worked for a defense contractor. And she said, I'll tell you something, Dave. She said the mafia was running the corporation. And it's a brand name that you would know well, and we'll probably bring that out sometime on the air. I've got to do some homework on this, but I will get to work on it. Anyway, our guest for the remainder of the show is really kind of our resident guest. She's our under-the-radar news reporter, Annie DeRiso. And Annie, I bet you got a lot of news for us tonight, don't you? Hello, Annie? Did we lose Annie? Did we lose Dave? Yeah, I'm not getting anything right here on the air, and I'm just going to continue on like all of you can hear me. And hopefully someone will come back and man the board and bring Annie back up. Anyway, let me go to something here that I had prepared for the show in just case of moments like this. And this happens, folks. You got to learn to be spontaneous. But speaking of the economy, and we had Floyd on, I was armed with a whole lot of facts about the economy. And I got to tell you, I thought we would get to some of these, and we didn't. And I'm having trouble pulling up this file. Let's hope the trouble is not on my end. Anyway, well, I'm pulling this up here. I wonder if Manny, our crack producer, is working on this problem as we speak. And I'm wondering if America can even hear me. Yes, that's dead air you're hearing. And nope, I don't seem to have it. Anyway, the most amazing thing to me when we had Floyd on the air was the fact that here was this mainstream economist telling us that our economy is intentionally being brought down. And I think there can be no mistake, as Obama picks winners and losers, and you and I are funding that game, where do you think your money is going? Did you know right now that more than 40% of us who are employed in the United States are now working in low-wage service jobs? Do you remember when they told us back in the 90s under NAFTA? Do you remember when they said, oh, hey, don't worry that our manufacturing is going overseas and out of the country? It's okay. There's no problem because we're now a service economy. Well, how well is that working for us now? And did you also know, according to one new survey, 24% of American workers say they have postponed their planned retirement age in the past year? Well, I was one of those. I was going to go out a year ago, and I thought, I'm not so sure. And my wife is still kind of white-knuckled over my retirement. Anyway, over 1.4 million Americans have filed for personal bankruptcy in 2009, and that represented a 32% increase over the previous year. And what was it Obama promised us? Hope and change? How much more hope and change can we take? We hope that Obama will change so we can hang on to our change. Anyway, did you know that mortgage purchase applications in the United States are down nearly 40% from just a month ago? Did you guys know that? And yet, we're supposed to be in economic recovery? Folks, these things aren't happening by accident. Anyway, my crack producer, Manny, has told me that we're back up and running. I don't know if all of you had heard this monologue that I was doing, this impromptu monologue. But again, let me try to go back to Annie and introduce her as our intrepid reporter, who's going to bring us the important news that you don't hear in the mainstream media. Hi, Annie, you're back with us?
Yes, I'm here. I could always hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Well,
I'm ready to go.
Well, I couldn't even connect with our producer, so I'm not sure what happened. But, Annie, that's not the first time we've been messed with.
No, it's not.
That's okay.
Probably won't be the last either.
Probably won't be. And I gave our audience a good dose of dead air. And don't worry, folks, the cap and trade people are working on how to charge you for that dead air. Okay, Annie.
Well, I'm going to start off with Spain's green economy is a failure. On 8 separate occasions, Obama has referred to the green economy policies of Spain as being a model for what he envisions for us here in America. But a leaked Spanish document reveals that the dismal failure of the green economy, I mean, it's full bore. Electricity rates skyrocketed and 2.2 jobs were lost, destroyed for everyone that was created. And this is the exact program that Obama wants for his so-called America Power Act, which really should be called the America Power Grab Act. I mean, Spain is now forced to stop the program because of the economic crisis, and Obama is now pressuring Spain to turn off their spigot of public debt to avert a similar fate as they have in Greece. But to put it simply, Obama is currently promoting a policy in the United States which is based on a policy he wants to see Spain abandon. I mean, is this welcome to Obama land or what?
Well, Annie, I'm a little bit familiar with what's going on in Spain, and what I do know is they're the model right now in the Western world for what cap and trade will look like and feel like to the people in a modified version. It's kind of like the trial run. And, you know, let me connect a dot here for you. We all know how in the Trans-Texas Corridor, although it's not called that anymore, but effectively that's what it still is, we know that King Juan Carlos of Spain, the owner of Sintra, was given control of the Texas highway system, known as the TTC, yes. And he only had to pay $50 million to get control of that. You almost have to wonder if this wasn't the deal that was made with him, if he would go ahead and be the trial balloon for cap-and-trade policies.
Good dot connecting there.
Well, it's something I've been wondering now for some time as you see the Spanish economy falling into disfavor because they cannot maintain what they're doing. The people can't afford to turn on their air conditioners. They can't afford to heat in the winter. A lot of these people are eating food that you don't have to cook. I'll tell you, the Spanish have one advantage over us, Annie. You know what that is?
What?
GMOs are labeled in Spain.
Oh.
unlike here in this country where you don't know what's in your food. But anyway, Annie, back to we were talking about with Spain. Yeah, what was that you said again now? In the green economy, for every job created in the green economy, which is what Al Global Warming Gore, who's now separated from his wife of 40 years, has been espousing, what is that, 2.2 jobs are lost for every job gained?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, you know, it's like the figures they're giving us about the census report. You know, they're firing and laying off, and then they'll hire them back the next day or the next week to keep their numbers up.
Well,
it's crazy.
It is. It's insane. But that's a good connect there with Spain and the green economy. We want nothing to do with this. You know, and a couple times on the show in the last year and a half plus that we've been doing this, Annie, I referenced a meeting I went to for my district and Arizona State University when they rolled out their undergraduate and graduate programs on sustainability, basically the global warming crap that's being thrust upon us. One of the things that they said in that meeting, and I've mentioned this once before on the show, is that you instructors of America's young adults should stop teaching about American exemplarence. That theme is carried part and parcel with the cap and trade crowd that wants to control education. I can't tell you folks how many emails I get across my email board from my college district that has this cap and trade crap in it, in some form or another. I must get somewhere between 5 and 6 emails a day. And some days I get a lot more than that. And they have conference upon conference. This is every college, every university in the country is propagandizing our youth to accept this, that our carbon footprint's too big. We're killing the whales. We're killing this. We're killing that. And the ice caps are melting. And we'll all be treading water in polar ice cap water, too frigid to stay alive. I mean, this is the crap they're telling our kids.
You're a green campus, aren't you?
I'm hesitating, and I'll talk about it. Yes, the short answer is yes. But I do think you should turn off the lights and your electricity when you leave the room. I do think you should pick up the beer can on the beach when you see it. I have no problem with that. But this pseudoscience that's driving this nonsense is just staggering, and we're propagandizing our youth. And they come in to my classes, and they sit down like good little New World Order minions, and they just spout things like the carbon footprint. Well, you know, I gave them research assignments in my Sociology 101 class. You know what I had them research? First thing I had them research, they thought national health care was such a wonderful thing. I said, well, yeah, we do look at medicine as a unit here in this class. Let's do a report on health care. By the way, you have to answer the question, is it for-profit or non-profit? Well, needless to say, I had a lot of surprised young adults when they came back in and said, hey, Mr. Hodges, it's for-profit. And I said, of course it is, or they wouldn't be doing it. It's not a non-profit like it is in many of the countries that have it, where it doesn't work too well anyway. And then I had them do a research project, Annie, on cap and trade and the science behind global warming. And I had them read people like a guest we had on the show, Tim Brown, who we had on last summer, which we should probably have on again. And they came back with stuff like, gee, if Al Gore really believes that cap and trade's necessary because global warming's so bad, why'd he buy a house on the beach? He bought a $9 million house on the beach. This is what they found out. And I was able to plant the seed of doubt into their propagandized minds, but, you know, it'll be all forgotten when they go back in the fall and have a new set of professors that think they need to espouse this latest of propaganda that the oceans are going to rise 20 feet and Al Gore will have to tread water.
Well, hopefully it's going to stick in their brain and they're going to go, no, wait a minute, what was this... Dave was saying about this. Yeah, let me restudy that.
Yeah, well, they can retire me, but they can't eat me. That'd be against the law. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Annie on the other side.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Well, we're back, everybody, after a little glitch. Hopefully, it only happened during the break. Looks like it did. We're back with Annie DeRiso. And Annie, interesting thing happened. I was chatting with our fine producer, Manny Caros, and we were talking about the first glitch, and we just got a second one. And Manny's going to raise his eyebrows at this one. I'm sitting here in front of my laptop in which the callers appear, because I broadcast remote through what's called a Comrex machine. And from that, we go through this ISDN phone line to the network, the uplink to the satellite, and voila, you hear me across the country and sometimes around the world live streaming. So we had that first glitch. Well, now we had a second glitch. I'm talking to Manny, and all of a sudden, my whole Comrex system went down. My laptop was fine. My microphone was actually giving me feedback, but the Comrex was down. It wasn't a power outage because everything was on electrically, but the Comrex went. It's interesting. Let's hope I don't have problems with the Comrex. But, Annie, I don't believe in coincidences. I don't think people wanted me to. Well, let's put it this way, okay? How many times have we been taken down when we've had a controversial guest on, okay?
Too many to count.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, long story short, we're back. And, you know, Annie, one of the things I learned here in that first hour, that's really the first time I've ever had to fight dead air for, I'd say since the second time I ever broadcast as a radio guy. Fortunately, I had reams and reams and reams of material the first time it happened to me. This time I had put them away because you never know if a guy you've never talked to, Floyd Brown, would show up and be on your show, and you assume he will. I booked this through his agent, and you're reliable as a rock, so I put this away. So I'm sitting there, Annie, Manny, Manny, where are you at? And I'm thinking, oh, boy, you know what that's like, Annie? It's like having that dream, you know, that dream we all have where we go out in public and we're actually naked in our dreams?
Yeah, yeah.
No, don't get the wrong idea, folks. Don't call the police. I don't go outside without my clothes on. I'm just saying in a dream state. And that's what that felt like for a second, because I'm sitting here scrambling for my files because I had all kinds of neat economic stuff I wanted to talk about. So finally those files came up, but Manny, being the crack producer that he is, was able to get us back up and rolling. Okay, Annie, we just got a short time before the bottom of the hour break, but let's go to our next story.
Well, it's about the Mexican government has opened a consular office on the island of Catalina, you know, off the coast of California, in a Catholic church to provide the island's many, many, many illegal aliens with ID cards. It invites Mexicans to obtain what is called a matricular card, you know, like you get when you start to college, a little ID card. And they say the purpose is to provide identification for opening bank accounts and obtaining other services. Now, this really makes me wonder what those other services are, but I bet they're free. But
I can tell you what they are. Schools and hospitals.
Well, yeah, I thought it was going to be free.
I've got the flu, I go to the hospital. Listen, I'm not in the advocacy business of denying health care to anyone who's in a traumatic state. But
right.
We do need to
I
get
agree.
A grip on the border here, because a country that doesn't have borders does not have a country.
Yes.
And economically, we're in enough dire straits, we cannot continue to absorb other people's economic casts off in the numbers that we are. We need to have a reasonable immigration system set up where we process people through like we did to almost a century and a half ago, starting in the Industrial Revolution, and allowing people to come in under the order of law. You know, I'm an opponent of that controversial bill here in Arizona, SB 1070. You know, folks, don't throw spears at me. It's because the way that it's written, it's very easy for a police officer to profile Hispanic Americans, and I just can't support that. But I certainly can't support open borders. And Obama sending 1,200 National Guard to the border of Arizona is a joke. You know what they're doing down there, Annie?
Pushing paper, probably. Yeah,
exactly. They're stapling papers. They're performing clerical duties. They're not manning any posts. We're not serious about stopping this. You know, and Floyd talked about in the first hour about how our economy is intentionally being brought down, this mainstream economist. Well, I'm telling you here, this is about diluting our economy with people that will basically break our system. When CAFTA regulations kick in, and anyone from Central America can freely come here, and no one will be an illegal alien at that point. As Frosty Woolridge just talked about, we'll have up to 100 million people in this country. Where in the world are we going to get the highways, the schools, the hospitals? How are we going to afford to build enough of this? Where are we going to water these people? How are we going to water them?
They want to break us down.
No,
they want to water us down.
And then you have the Mexican consulate on Catalina that's just basically slapping our immigration laws in the face.
Yeah, I bet beaches are really busy at night.
Well, you know, well, God bless people who want to come to America for a better life. I fully appreciate and understand that. I come from a family that did that. Most of us are the children of immigrants somewhere in our family line. I fully appreciate that. And I fully appreciate the hard times that drive people to come here. But how many people cross our border, Annie, who could be in a terrorist cell?
Sure.
Do we want the cartels here? Do we really want them in Pancho Villa style? Because, you know, Pancho Villa used to come across the border, raid Arizona towns, then go back across the border. That's why Jack Pershing was put in charge of trying to run down Pancho Villa. Well, what do you think the cartels are doing here? Do you know that Phoenix is the kidnapping capital of the world? I didn't say the country. I said the world. We're the number one auto theft capital of the country. It's absolutely phenomenal we're not getting a handle on this. And it's not the fault of the people serving us in our restaurants and doing our lawns. I'm not talking about those folks. I'm talking about the organized cartels. Anyway, Annie, on the other side, we've got some other news to get to. You've got some really good stuff. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Annie after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
And now, America's most independent talk show host, Dave Hodges.
Thanks for staying with us as we cruise into the last half hour of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges. And joining us for this hour is our intrepid reporter, our under-the-radar news reporter, Annie DeRiso. And Annie, I thought I'd just share this with you real quick here. As we were on break, our producer, Manny, came on and was telling me that a caller called in and said that Floyd Brown was actually on Billy Cunningham's Fox News Network show, and they only gave him 15 minutes. So I don't know how that man, how could he tell his story in 15 minutes?
No way, that's a sound bite.
Exactly. Like I said, you want the full truth, this is your network, hopefully this is your show. If you want to be a part of the show, you feel free to call us at 1-800-313-9443. We've got more glitches than I can tell you about. One of them is my caller screen. It comes and goes, but if you whisper really nicely to our producer, Manny Caros, he will just put you on the air. He'll whisper in my ear and let me know you're there. So again, that number is 1-800-313-9443. Okay, Annie, what's up next?
Well, I wanted to go to Illinois and talk about the cruel and unusual punishment for the prisoners. Governor Rod Blagojevich, if I pronounce that correctly, made a change in the prison diet in January of 2003, giving inmates a diet based on processed soy protein. Oh, excuse me, little frog.
Let's hope you haven't eaten some of that soy.
No. At least, over in Asia, it's processed differently. than it is over here. I haven't done a lot of research on that, but I did read a report, you know, that talks about how they use high heat over here, and it's a totally different process. But anyway, they're put on a diet that is soy protein with very little meat. Small amounts of meat or meat byproducts are mixed with 60 or 70% soy protein. Fake soy cheese, soy flour, or soy protein is now added to most of the baked goods, too. And prisoners have come down now with, and let's see, this started in 03. So now they're coming down with multiple intestinal complaints, frequent infections, brain fog, hypothyroidism with enlarged thyroid glands, and many have even had to have sections of their digestive tract removed. And since soy contains anti-fertility compounds, many of the young prisoners may now be unable to father children after they're released. But all requests for the soy-free diet are denied. You know, this goes back to the other reports that I've been doing, you know, where the hamsters in the laboratories under the soy diets, you know, their testicles turn blue, and at the third generation they're sterile. I mean, this kind of goes along with that story because now we have human guinea pigs, you might say, with the soy protein. A legal case that is in progress that seeks an injunction putting a halt to the use of the soy-laden diet for the prisoners is ongoing, but the governor's justification for replacing nutritious meat and cheese with toxic soy protein was financial, or is financial, to lower the cost of running the prison system. However, the likely reason is payback for campaign contributions from Archer Daniels Midland, the main supplier of soy products to the Illinois prisons. I mean, this whole thing kind of reminds me in a weird way of the movie Soylent Green.
Oh, my God, yes. I was right there with you.
Yeah.
I was just reflecting on that as you said it.
That's a very weird story. If we're going to eat soy, okay, fine. You know, I like soy. But it's got to be processed correctly. Remember last week, too, I was bringing up the story about a friend of my Bill's father who helped introduce soy to the U.S., but he said it should only be used for cattle feed. It should never be processed for humans. And that's what we feed our children in their baby bottles. It's crazy. It's just another way to get rid of us.
Well, you know, the steadfast refusal on the part of these officials in Illinois to modify a diet, even for a medical reason, makes you wonder what they're testing on them.
Yeah. I mean, they're having heart problems. I mean, it's a full system, a full bore shutdown of the human body. It's crazy, Dave. How many more ways can they find to do this to us?
Yeah, I almost want to reach for that Howard Beale clip. And Annie, it is crazy, and it's crazy that the American people are accepting the kind of gross interference into our food choices that we are. And you walk into a grocery store, I've asked people, well, do you buy GMOs?
What?
What's GMOs? And I said, you know, genetically modified foods, do you buy them? Well, I've heard of them. I don't buy them, no. And I said, well, how do you know? I said, do you ever eat any corn? Yeah, I eat some corn. And I said, well, then you're probably have eaten some GMOs. Well, wouldn't it say it on the can? And I said, well, if you listen to my show, you'd know that it doesn't. and this is... and it's not
funny, but...
Yeah, it is. And I'm not just trying to give a cheap promo for our show here. What I'm saying, basically, is that the average person is clueless when you talk to them about this. They think it's some wild-eyed conspiracy theory, and this is why we keep going back to the well and having guests like Barbara Peterson on, who can come and just talk to you straightforwardly. This is what's in it, this is what it does, and this is how the company that's doing it, Monsanto, benefits. And this is why we do this week after week after week, until hopefully enough people say, I get it, and the light comes on. Annie, let me ask you a question. From the time of first exposure to the attacks that we're under right now from the global elite, both in our economic system, our immigration laws, our civil liberties, the safety of our food, chemtrails, you name it, Annie, all the stuff we talk about on this show. Till people, the first exposure to people have, how long do you think it takes the average person of average intelligence to really become aware enough to say, uh-oh, I'm in trouble? And then how much longer does it take for them to get off their duffs and actually try to do something?
It takes a very long time for it to sink in because they are so propagandized by the lamestream media. They think, well, it's not on the news, so it can't be true. It can't be real. Oh, our government wouldn't do that to us. Our government loves us. Yeah, right. I don't know.
It's distressing. By the way, what was your take on what you heard from Floyd Brown regarding British Petroleum and how some are benefiting from the oil spill?
I have a feeling he knows a lot more that he's not talking about. Maybe he's still in research on it, you know, as we all are, trying to find out and dig under the scum of oil to find out really what's going on. You know, we've got 5 or 6 miles away this bigger gusher than what they're trying to cap off. We've got stories of ocean floor collapse. We've got the dire predictions, the worst case scenarios. If it goes to the other side of Florida, then you've got benzene going all the way across the state of Florida. You know, the scum goes up the East Coast, catches the Gulf breeze, goes to Europe. I mean, the scenarios here are very dire and very scary. And then when you bring in, you know, that maybe we're going to have to let the Gulf states go and everybody move north because of it, we don't know what it's going to do. We're scrambling to try and find out and stay ahead of the game, you know, as to when people in Florida, Alabama, the Gulf Coast states, you know, when are they going to have to start moving north? We don't know. Are you there?
I'm here, and I'm just taking all this in, Annie. I just, you know, it's almost inconceivable to me that this region would have to be evacuated.
Yeah,
but with the you heard the caller from, I believe it was Texas. You heard the caller from Texas talk about the chemical they're spraying on the oil slicks. And you and I both know, we've talked about this off the air, it contains benzenes. When this gets ashore, people are going to have to leave.
Well, we've got the Hopi predictions of when the waters turn red, this disbursement chemical that they're spraying is red. I you know, we can talk about prophecies, predictions, yeah, but, you know, it's just a very strange coincidence.
Well, let me tell you why I asked Floyd Brown about the possibility of war, and I tried to give him a little rope to see if he'd run with it, and he didn't. But let me give the rope back to you and I. We've received multiple reports about what happened in the Gulf was no accident. What happened in the Gulf was the result of what a lot of people are telling us, Korean two-man submarine, and that would be a North Korean two-man submarine. And folks, if you think that sounds crazy, and I did when I first heard it, but let's just put the facts together. You've got North Korea with a submarine accused of sinking a South Korean vessel. And this only became an issue with our government 10 days ago, yet it happened in March.
Mm-hmm.
Why all of a sudden in late May into early June is this now a critical issue for Hillary Clinton and the State Department and Barack Obama and the federal government? Why is this just an issue now when this event happened in March? Why is it that the South Koreans sat on this issue for 10 weeks and said nothing, did nothing, we did nothing until the Gulf oil crisis comes about?
Hit him on multiple points.
Well, to me, you know, I stopped believing in coincidences a long time ago. And if you look at what's happening around the world, you know, we're sending a fourth carrier task force into the Gulf as we speak. North Korea, Iran, Venezuela, China. You want to talk about an axis of evil? Forces that are aligning? And this is why I asked Floyd about the possibility of war.
For our economy, of course. Don't we usually go to war when we have a bad economy?
Yes, we really do. Or we need a distraction. Remember the movie Wag the Dog?
Yeah, what a distraction. War.
Well,
wonderful.
It is. And if you look at what's happening in North and South Korea, what a wonderful distraction this is. But also it could be payback for the North Koreans. You know, Annie, when you look at this, we know... Well, we've seen this alliance of forces before meddling into American affairs, and it happens to be also inclusive in this. The Fox News Network and News Corp as a whole, and Rupert Murdoch, we've heard him aligned with these forces of Citgo and some of their other subsidiaries, because they want drilling rights on the North Shore of Alaska.
Yes.
So now you're looking at the Koreans being accused in multiple circles, in multiple venues, the North Koreans, of damaging and causing the oil spill in the Gulf. In other words, if we can't get what we want, we're going to take away what you have. And doesn't this go back to what you and I talked about in July, last July, almost a year ago, when we were getting multiple reports out of our sources telling us about the war that was going on between the old guard, for lack of a better term, the New World Order, and the new guard of the New World Order? And that old guard basically wants the status quo. The new guard wants drilling rights for natural gas in Afghanistan. They're cut out. They want offshore Alaskan oil. They're cut out. And we know they have American politicians that are helping them. I mean, and if you people in the audience think this is nuts, and that all the people that are telling Annie and I this, they're crazy too. Ask yourself why Glenn Beck is allowed to go on Fox News Network and talk about something that you cannot talk about on any other network, and that is global government. And naming the names.
One World Corporation.
Well, that's basically what it's coming down to. In fact, I remember a Glenn Beck show last fall where he showed Rockefeller Square, David Rockefeller's office, and on one side of the door was a hammer, on the other side of the door's entrance was a sickle. And that aired, I still have that clip. You know, I saved that show on the DVR because I was stunned. And that's what you call, folks, a warning shot across the bow. That, hey, you don't want us talking about this, you don't want us to wake up a sleeping public, well then, damn it, give us what we want on the North Shore. Why do you think McCain picked Sarah Palin, governor of Alaska, for her running mate?
Finally makes sense, doesn't it?
The only reason it makes any sense is because of her connection to North Shore Alaskan oil. And this isn't the only point of contention between these two forces. Now, I'll tell you, I don't want a world that's run by communists and sellout American traitor politicians. And that's basically what this new World Order group is, as opposed to the old World Order group that we all come to know and love as Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and all their friends. Life wouldn't be different under either one of these groups, but we kind of benefit in one sense, Annie. Is it slowing down their agenda? I mean, we hear Alex Jones constantly talking about we're winning, we're slowing down the agenda. No, we're not slowing down the agenda. Their conflicts with each other are slowing down the agenda. Exactly. But there's also an old saying that when the elephants rumble, the ants get crushed.
Well, I've also heard, too, there's more.
Well, let's not leave that saying just for
factions.
A second. Hold on one second, Annie. I don't want to leave that point. Because what I meant by that parable, when the elephants rumble, the ants get crushed, this is why I asked Floyd Brown about the possibility of a war.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sending my kid off to fight for the oil corporations, like 5,000 other families who have lost their kids, so BP and Exxon can control 80% of Iraqi oil, and we can get the natural with the Northern Asian pipeline in, or Central Asian pipeline in through Afghanistan. And if you think these two wars are about anything else, talk to the troops who are coming back. Why do you think they're being labeled as being anti-American and dangerous in reports like the MEAC reports? Because these troops are seeing it, and they're talking about it. Okay, Annie, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Oh no, I interrupted you. I'm sorry. But from what I understand, I've been picking up through connecting dots, is that there's more like four factions, because, you know, we used to talk about, you know, the Murdoch side and the Rockefeller side, but within the Murdoch side, there's two factions, and within the Rockefeller side, there's two factions.
Yes.
There's pros and cons, so there's four ways that this is working or not working.
Well, there are definitely splinter groups. But essentially, to get it, this is basically a two-headed monster. Let's try to squeeze in a quick call. Dave from Michigan. Hi, you're on line one with Annie and Dave. What's on your mind? Oh, is it James? Okay, because it's Dave on my screen. Sorry about that, James. You're on the air.
Excellent. I'm from Michigan, and my alma mater, which is the University of Michigan, back in November 2007, said that the recession would end within 6 months, because we hit it early here in Michigan, and then...
Dave, I'm going to hold you right there, but I'm going to hold you over, because I want to hear about this. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with our caller, and Annie and Dave, after a word from these sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Let's hope a lot more of us can see a lot more clearly after having Floyd Brown on, and we've got a couple callers lined up, Annie. So let's go out to the phones. Welcome James back. And James, I'm sorry about your name. We butchered that for you, but you were quickly telling us about University of Michigan saying that the recession is over. Hallelujah. Let's have a party.
Yeah. Well, first, you know, I've been fully awake for 3 years, but I've been suspicious for 20, but fully awake for three, and I've been following the economy for 3 years, and my alma mater, which is the University of Michigan, I did attend and graduate from their School of Economics, announced back in November of 07, that this whole thing was going to be over in 6 months. 8 months later, they came out with a revised statement and saying, we don't know when this is going to stop. So I just want to mention that. But I smell a rat here, and there's an article I want to cite that's on Yahoo, and it's about Hillary Clinton. And this was published at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She thinks that Iran is going to pull a stunt in the next couple of days. Now, I want to back that up with the Nike or Nike 225 out in Japan is now 4% down. So I think something's going down where the economy is on its way down.
We're
going
to see two fronts here. I really think that as we slip into economic oblivion, we're going to see a conflict with Iran, and we're going to be involved. That's why we sent another carrier task force there. And now we've resurfaced this issue with North Korea and South Korea and the sinking of the South Korean ship. No question. James, with that, I'm going to have to leave you because I want to squeeze in one more caller. Right, thanks
thank
for the
you.
Call. Okay, Art from Georgia, hi. Thanks for calling back, and welcome to the Common Sense Show.
How you doing, sir? I'll make this real quick. You asked a question earlier. Why is all of a sudden the big deal back in March with the North Korean, the South Korean, the sub sinking the ship thing? Why is all of a sudden it a big idea? Well, remember the theory that a North Korean two-man sub was responsible for bringing down that oil rig.
Yes.
Why would you bring it up now? And away from that theory and put it on something that's already happened. Like it's just some newly discovered information. It's called disinformation. It's called redirecting thought.
Or also priming the pump for war, too. I mean, you know, and first of all, the old saying is don't let a good crisis go to waste.
Yep.
Well, good crisis can be approached on a number of fronts, and they can be multidimensional in their benefit. And I think this is what you're saying, and you very astutely have pointed that out. Well, Art, with that, we're going to have to close because we're near the end of the show, but please call back sometime. Annie?
Yes.
You stimulate a lot of controversy and discussion here, and I'm glad we were finally able, after weeks of teasing our audience, to basically get out what we've been exposed to away from the microphone in terms of what's going on in Korea, how it's affecting this oil spill, and doing some dot connecting on our own. And speaking of dot connecting, next week we have a special guest, and I'm going to keep his identity secret because he's a mainstream, very popular economist, and he's going to tell us that we're slipping into the same exact pattern that's befallen Greece, and he's predicting we're going to see people in the streets within 6 to 10 months.
Wonderful.
Well, Annie, once again, these people are coming out of the mainstream. I'm cherry-picking them intentionally, because anyone listening to this show says, well, you're a kook who brings on kooks, and you talk about your kooky things. Okay, well, that's not true with the guests we're bringing on. I might be a kook. Annie's not. But I might be.
You're not.
But I can tell you, Annie, the guests that we're bringing on, like Brian Sussman, Floyd Brown, and the guests we're going to have on over the next few weeks, basically, Annie, they're not kooks. They're really informed, and they're waking up to what's happening, and they're spreading the word. Well, anyway, with that, we're out of time. Great job, gal, and we'll be back doing this next week. This is Dave Hodges and Andy DeRiso signing off. Go out and have a great week. God bless everybody.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.